You think Saddam had some weird weapons? Wait until you hear about the weird weapons we were developing. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. 10 years have now passed, so the story can finally be told. Newly declassified documents show the Pentagon was toying with all sorts of non-lethal secret chemical weapons designed to create havoc among enemy troops without actually killing them. That may sound silly to you, but remember that 10 years ago, we were in the Clinton administration, and when you have a president who is attuned to feeling the pain of others, it's not surprising he would want to win a war without killing anyone. Think of it as a policy of compassionate annihilation. But how would you pull off such a thing? Well, according to the documents, one idea was to develop a sprayable sex potion, a fast-acting battlefield aphrodisiac that would be sprayed over enemy battle positions so that within minutes, enemy soldiers would become sexually irresistible to each other. The homosexual orgy that would break out would completely distract the enemy, causing them to drop their weapons for the all-ages shower dance. I'm just guessing on that one. I'm also guessing that that's one reason the Army doesn't want gay recruits, because in a sex gas battlefield scenario, how would you tell the sides apart? But it doesn't matter, because according to the documents, the Pentagon dropped the idea and stuck with shock and awe instead. Sad, really. I think that with the sex gas, Iraq might be a democracy by now. They would definitely have way better nightclubs. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.